Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
Hello, this is Back to Love on Bashani Radio and Worldwide iHeartRadio. I am your host, the Love Ambassador, Mr. Brian Wright, and this show was put together to help you establish and maintain healthy relationships. Today's topic is the committed, the faithful. I have a special guest on the show that is going to share their story when it comes to the committed and being the faithful. I've had them on before, and I had to have them back. Welcome back to the show, Carlton Falconer Jr., better known as Carlton Speaks. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Brown. How is everything?
Everything is good, man. I'm glad that you're back on the show, and I really wanted to talk about this topic. So before we dive into this topic, I just wanted you to share your story and when you decide to make that step on wanting to be a committed man and also a faithful man.
Well, for me, being committed and being faithful, to me, that was something that I feel was always in my DNA. I think that's always been me. I've always been a one-woman type of man. But for me, I felt the closer I grew to Christ was when I started to make a full turn to wanting to not just like the idea of being faithful or being committed or just dating. It went from just wanting to date someone to actually, you know what, I actually want to, I'm 30, I actually want to build. So I started to go to God, mm-hmm. and my prayers changed. And instead of just asking God, you know, for specific things, I went to God and asked him to, you know, prepare me to be ready to build with someone, to be a husband, to be a father. So those are things that I went to God with. So for me, being committed and faithful, it starts with my relationship with Christ and wanting to build and have a wife and have a family and not just dating. You know, I didn't want to continue dating without a purpose or dating just mm-hmm. to date. But I ultimately wanted to date, to court, to eventually, you know, get engaged, and get married, and build a family. So once I became 30 and once my relationship with Christ started to grow, then that's when I really started to make that transition to really saying, hey, you know what, I'm praying to God, the family, one woman that I can be committed to, being faithful to, and ultimately a woman or someone that I can ultimately build with.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that, man. I appreciate that. And I first wanted to talk about, you know, the subject of commitment. I've come across some women that are some clients of mine that do not understand why it's so hard for a man to commit to them. So let's talk about that. Why do you believe that some men are just not ready to commit?
It could be a couple things, Brian. I mean, I think two things that really stick out to me is some men ultimately don't know what they want. So if you're expecting a man to know what he wants but he doesn't know what he wants, it's kind of an unrealistic expectation. Mm-hmm. So some men, they come into maybe dating someone and they don't know exactly what they don't come into it with a purpose. So like I mentioned, you know, dating with a purpose. So some men are just, hey, this is kind of the flavor of the week, the flavor of the month. Hey, I'm going to go with the flow. You know, so I don't know if I want to get married. I don't know if I want to be with this person long term. I don't know if I want to break up with her. Some men still like, hey, you know what? I still like being in the field. My boys are still in the field. Or, hey, I still like playing the field. So, hey, maybe not right now. I don't want to sit down and build with a woman. You know what I mean? Ultimately. So I feel that's a part of it, too. The biggest thing is that you can't force someone to settle. mm-hmm. that's not ready to settle down. So if a man wants to play in the field, you can't force him to settle down. He'll never be ready if you're trying to force him to do something he's not ready to do. You know what I mean? So I feel that's a huge, huge, huge part of it. Some men, I feel, are not mature enough. You know, some men, maybe on the first date, they may sit down with a woman and, oh, I want to get married and I want to have kids and I want to do all these things. But realistically, the idea sounds good coming out of their mouth and in their mind. But some men are just not ready for that. At the end of the day, it's just if you're not, there's really no way around it. Some men just are not ready. Maybe they want that 5 years from now, but as of right now, they may still want to play the field. They may still get more fulfillment out of, you know, being able to text and entertain multiple women as opposed mm-hmm. to saying, hey, I want to actually focus on getting to know one woman and really getting to know everything about her and ultimately trying to build a future with this person. So mm-hmm. what happens sometimes, too, is some women will force a man to try to be faithful and try to settle down and try to do everything right. There are some women that are doing everything right, but you could do everything right for the wrong person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And even the wrong person doesn't necessarily mean that's the wrong person overall. That might be the wrong person right now. 5 years from now, they could be ready. But if you're doing the right things for the wrong person, it will still never fit. You could be doing everything that that man ever dreamed of. But if he's not ready to settle down, and if he's still, you know, getting a rise or getting excited about being in the field or having, you know, multiple women or just going along with the flow, then it'll never work. You know, so mm-hmm. I said it before, you know, some men just, they don't know exactly what they want. Maybe they want that in the future, but not right now. So you can't force somebody to do that. And ultimately, like you mentioned, committed to being faithful. It's a commitment. So you have to remain committed to one person. And again, this is through the good and the bad. So you can't just be committed to a woman when things are going good or when you're going on a bunch of dates and there's a lot of Instagram pictures. You got to be committed to when maybe this person is nagging or maybe things aren't the best or arguments or whatever. You got to remain committed. And some men don't want that attachment. They're like, man, I just want to just do me and go through the motions because that's the best way for me to protect my heart or not to, you know what I mean? So they're like, that commitment thing is, that's why some men have a problem with commitment, is because it is a commitment. So, for example, someone makes a decision to go to college, you have to be committed. You know, everyone likes the idea of, you know, hey, I get a chance to graduate and I can get a degree and I'm going to have a job with a certain salary, right? But you're forgetting about all the 8 a.m. classes, the late nights you got to write a paper, and, you know, final exams and studying and all of these different things that ultimately will lead to your degree. But some mm-hmm. people drop out of college or only go one semester because they're like, wow, this commitment thing is really real. I got to remain committed to it. Even when I am tired, I still got to get up and go to class. I still have to write this paper. So it's the same thing within a relationship. Whether this mm-hmm. woman is going through a tough season, whether she's going through a great season, you got to be committed to that person. And some men, they're just not ready. They're not mature enough to handle that. They're not ready. They're not ready mm-hmm. to handle a woman at her highest or her lowest. They're just not ready for it. And as my advice to women is, don't force a man to settle that's not ready.
Yeah.
Let that man make that decision on his own. Let that man go to God and say, hey, God, I'm ready to make a commitment. I'm ready to be faithful. Can you lead me mm-hmm. to the right woman that I could be faithful to? That's, you need a man that's saying that type of prayer versus someone that's just telling it to you. He's going to you with it. It sounds good to you. You eat that up and, oh, it sounds good. He said he wants a, you know, a family and things of that nature. But is he going to God with that same prayer? If he's not, he's just telling you what you want to hear. And sometimes mm-hmm. that's where things get a little bit mixed up. So, again, you got to be careful in that. But, again, don't force someone to settle that's not ready to build or ready to commit or ready to leave, you know, the nightlife and the field alone If they're not ready to do that, you know, let them do what they need to do. But don't force somebody to settle that's not ready to.
Thank you for that, man. Now, you talked about maturing, and that could be some of the reasons that a man's not ready to commit. So I wanted to talk about this. Do you believe that some men that have a hard time committing never saw an example of a father figure or a male role model committing to a woman in their life?
I mean, that's a huge part of it, too. I feel you can't implement or you can't duplicate something that you've never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
So if you grew up in a single-parent household, there's really nobody showing you how to be a man or how to treat a lady. Or if you grow up with a father, an uncle, a brother that's always mistreating women, it's a cycle. So if a man grows up or a young boy grows up and sees his dad, his brother, his uncle, his friends all mistreat women, guess what that man is thinking in his mind? Oh, this is how you treat women, which is a sad thing to say, but at the end of the day, you're only going to duplicate what you see and what you know. So if you don't know how to treat a woman the right way, how can you treat a woman the right way if you don't know how? And sometimes that's why that goes into not being mature enough, or they don't know what they want because they don't know, well, what's the norm or what's good or what's bad. They don't know. Hey, I just grew up and see my dad and mom fighting all the time. You know what I mean? Or I see my brother, man, he had three girls, coming through at different times of the day. So that's cool. But in a sense, that's not. So, again, if a man or a young boy doesn't have that growing up, that does play a huge, huge role into them not maturing or them not being ready to be committed to, you know, a woman. And, again, the same thing happens with a woman. Because at the end of the day, if a woman sees her mother and father always argue and get back together, then guess what she thinks, too? That's the norm. So at the end of the day, couples do go through things, right? You know, couples do argue or have disagreements, but that should not be the norm. There should not be an argument every other day. There should not be, you know, full-blown blows thrown, not necessarily literal, but even figuratively, right? That shouldn't be happening every other day. You know what I mean? But again, some women feel that way. Well, oh, that's the norm. You know, he still loves me at the end of the day. Why? Oh, well, my mom and dad did that all the time. So guess what? Now she thinks that's the norm. So now she's accepting that. And guess what? That man that she's with grew up in that household. Well, oh, well, my mom and dad argued too, and they got back together. So now those two think that's the norm. And if that cycle's not broken with them, guess what happened? They reproduce children. Guess what? Now they're arguing, blah, 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 going back and forth. Now their children think that's the norm. Now they go out and date. So it's a cycle that has to be broken from the beginning. So at the end of the day, men will men will do what women allow at the end of the day. So if a man or if a woman allows a man to argue and say different things to her or do different things, and that man is, his behaviors are not being corrected, then that man is going to continue to do that. So that hurts his maturation process if you're allowing him to say and do certain things. So again, that goes to being faithful. So if you welcome a man back after every time that he cheats, do you think he's going to stop cheating? Probably not. You know, if that man is not showing a commitment to you, why would he commit to you? If that man can get everything that he wants without commitment, why would he commit? What is he committing for? Yeah. What is that man committing for if he's spending time with you, taking you on dates here and there, and getting your time, getting your affection, but he's not committed. He's not really paying attention to you or giving you the commitment that you deserve. But the fact that you grew up seeing something in a certain household, or you're just, or you get to a point to where you reach not necessarily desperation, but you're just happy the fact that you have a man, so you allow him to do anything. That's what committed to being faithful is you have to make that man commit, and you got to make that, not necessarily make that man be faithful, but you can't reward that man for being unfaithful. And you cannot reward that man for being uncommitted to you.
Yeah.
You have to ultimately understand, I'm a queen, you know, I am a woman of God. I, you know, was created in the perfect image of God, and I deserve the best. I deserve a man that's committed to me. I deserve a man that's going to be faithful to me without me pulling on him and telling him to be faithful. That should come naturally. And if it doesn't come naturally, again, that goes back to forcing someone to settle. If that person is not being faithful, or that person can't leave, you know, a certain woman alone, or that man just can't, you know, have women stop texting his phone, he's not ready. Don't force that man to be ready. Don't force that man to do something that he's not ready to do. And again, it goes back to, you know, what type of father figure that you have. My dad, you know, showed me a lot of things as a man or as a young man. You know, he taught me, hey, you need to walk on the outside of the street. Told me why I needed to do it. You know what I mean? Hold your lady's hand. You know, buy her flowers. You know, call her beautiful. Compliment her. But that's what my dad told me. So that helped my maturation process, because I was like, wow, that's actually pretty cool, right? You know what I mean? Because my dad showed me those things. Now, had my dad not showed me those things, my maturation process would have been a little bit slower, because I wouldn't have had a man in my life that was showing me. I wouldn't have knew to walk on the outside of the street or the curb. You know, I would be like, why would you get a woman flowers, or what's the reason that you call her beautiful? But, you know, I wouldn't have known those things. Now, some of those things seem like common sense, but in the same breath, there's some men that don't do it. I mean, I wouldn't even consider them men, but at the end of the day, that's something that I would have never known that if my dad didn't show me that. So that's a huge, huge part of it. You know, I learned some things on my own, but it did start with my dad, the way that, you know, the things that he instilled in me and the way that he treated my mom and different things of that nature kind of set the tone for me as a man to say, man, you know what? I don't want to disrespect my lady, or, you know, my wife or my fiance, because of, you know, to me, I value my mom too. So again, that goes back to, you know, having the right people around me, because I value my mom. I love what my mom did. So I had respect for a woman at the end of the day. And I was taught that. If you're not taught respect, then how do you know to respect something? You know, so at the end of the day, having that role model and having that influence, I mean, it plays a huge, huge role in a man's maturation process, and also to if that's what they truly want, you know, at the end of the day.
Right. Yeah, you're right about that. And as you speak about, you know, him being like a person being committed and being faithful, I wanted to speak on this this question. How long do you believe a woman should wait to see if a man is going to commit to her? And the reason I want to ask that is because you and I know, as a man, when we want something, we'll go after it. But there's a lot of women that don't put a timeline or don't put something out there to, you know, say when this person is going to commit to me. So what do you believe is a timeline for a man to commit to her?
I mean, I feel like the timeline, I mean, it's, you could, not necessarily, I want to use the word flexible, but not in the terms of flexible where it's like, hey, I'm going to give this man a year to see if he wants me or not. I mean, that. I mean, flexible as it can, to me, I feel you can honestly know or feel that right away. You can know at the end of the day, like you just mentioned. If a man, to me, I know if I truly want a woman, it shouldn't take me a month for her to really truly see and feel that this is what I want.
Yeah.
This to me, I feel like within, I feel honestly the longest, I mean, to me in my eyes, would even be like a 30-day period. Like within that 30-day period, to me, if you're not 100% like, hey, this man wants me or loves me or cares for me or wants to build with me, then again, like I said, you can't force someone to settle. So over that month, you know, you are not necessarily evaluating like a job, but in the same breath, you're paying attention to a lot of different things. You're taking some mental notes on, okay, well, how do I feel? Do I feel like, is this man giving me all of his attention? Is this man treating me the way that I want to be treated? Is this man paying attention to my needs? you know, hey, let me watch his walk with God. You know, at the end of the day, is this man, you know, finding more reason to spend time with me than excuses? So those are just mm-hmm. different things. I would say over, I mean, then again, you could feel that within 2 weeks. But I feel 30 days because, to me, that builds also a level of consistency at the same time. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, now, the reason I use the term flexible, some women may say, oh, well, I don't know if I want to wait 30 days, per se, to figure everything out. But man wants me, he wants me. I also forget to give that man a certain amount of time, too. So I would realistically say, from a 21 to 30-day standpoint, I mean, again, can it expand beyond that? You have to really be careful with that. Because at the end of the day, after 21 to 30 days, if you're still if you're unsure if that man is committed to you and faithful to only you, I feel you may have to either take a step back, walk away, have a conversation, something. But at the end of the day, a man can talk a good game, but is he walking that same game too? You got to look at his behaviors. If his behaviors and actions don't align, and it's not consistent, then you got to call it what it is. If you see red flags, don't paint them pink. You know, call it what it is. A spade is a spade. A box is a box. Mm-hmm. A chair is a chair. You know what I mean? So you got to got to call it what it is. So after 21 to 30 days, you know, you spend time with this person, and within that, even if you do weekly feels, like, how do I feel at the end of this week? Okay, I feel good. You go into the next week. Do I feel the same way or am I confused? Because God is not a God of confusion. So within 21 to 30 days, you know. You know. I mean, especially with women and their intuition. They don't have the same, I don't think we have the same type of intuition, too. Like a woman, my mom always told me about a woman's intuition. So you know, women know at the end of the day, you know, the way things are set up is that more often than not, men approach women, right?
Mm-hmm.
In most case scenarios, men do more of the approaching, more of the courting, and that's just how it is, right? So, but at the same time, women know when they're out and about, if they're at a club or in a out, you know, in a setting or anything, if a man approaches them, they know instantly whether or not, based off of that conversation, they know where it's going to go. Whether it's going to be, I don't know about this guy. Or, you know what, there was something about that guy that I liked. You know what I mean? So a woman's intuition is strong.
Mm-hmm.
So use that intuition. If your vibe is not, if you're not feeling it, then don't force it. Don't force what you don't feel. Don't try to, just because, oh, well, he's cute. So, and the fact that he's cute and I feel like he is like 70% committed. No, you need a man that's 100% committed. Mm-hmm. Don't let a man's physical attributes or financial or job title, don't let that sway how you feel. If you don't feel that man is 100% committed to you or going to be 100% faithful to you, walk away. I don't care how physically attractive that man is or how much money he has or what he's buying you or, you know, from a level of compassion or intimacy or anything like that. Don't sell yourself short. You deserve a man that is going to be 100% faithful and 100% committed. And I would give yourself, like, if we're putting a number on it, like I said, be flexible, you know, because if, at the end of the day, if you guys are courting on and off, if you guys are talking 1 week and then it dies down 2 weeks, and then like I said, obviously that's a longer period of time. But if we're talking about consecutive, I would say 21 to 30 days, make that your rule. 21 to 30 days, that gives you 3 to 4 weeks to see that man's consistency, his commitment to you, and if that's somebody that you feel could be faithful to you long term. And if any of those things are shaky, if you can't say, I feel he is committed to me and my needs and everything that I want, I do feel like, you know, he is consistent with his behaviors in a good way, and I feel like this man desires and can be faithful. If you feel that 100%, or even sometimes people, hey, you can't trust everybody, even if it's 99.9, I'll go with it. But anything 98 and below, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't force something that you don't feel. If you don't feel 100% about it after 21 to 30 days, there ain't nothing else. After a month, you still don't feel like that man is going to commit to you, you got to leave it alone. Maybe, like I said, if that's the one that's meant for you, God will align your paths at some point. So maybe that 21, 30 days are just for y'all to meet. Maybe, you know, so-and-so goes off and does his thing in the field, and he kind of comes home one day and has that epiphany. Like, you know what? Like, man, I'm tired of chasing these girls around, these women around, man. I'm ready to settle down. And then God may align your paths. Again, that happens all the time. You know what I mean? What's meant to be is meant to be, and what's meant to be yours will be yours. So don't be afraid to let it go if you don't feel it at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good right there. Now, I wanted to talk real quick on faithfulness. I've come across a lot of women that keep saying this phrase, all men cheat, right? So I just wanted to ask, is it possible for a man to be faithful to one woman for the rest of his life?
Absolutely. I mean, to me, I hear that a lot too, and I try not to take offense to it. But at the same time, I understand. I mean, if the percentage is high of men who do cheat and not faithful, or again, it's like we go based off what we know. So, like I mentioned earlier, if a man has never seen a man treat a woman correctly, then he doesn't know that. So, if all you have encountered is cheaters, or hey, you know, my father, you know, cheated on my mom and things of that nature, then that's all you know. But there are men out there that will commit to a woman. There is a man out there that will commit to you and be faithful, and I don't want no woman to not believe that. God created you in his image. God sacrificed his son for you. God wouldn't have sacrificed his son on the cross and created you in his perfect image for you to deal with a man that's going to cheat on you.
Mm-hmm.
That God has created you for so much more. At the end of the day, maybe you have encountered 8 cheaters, but guess what? That man that's number 9 is going to be faithful to you. He's going to appreciate you, especially if you're in tune with his needs and you both are in tune with one another. Then that man is going to be faithful. I think faithful comes down to, like I said, you got to give a man something to be faithful to. So if a man really was to say, why am I being faithful to you? And even as women, if you don't have if you're not giving that man something to be faithful to, if you're just giving him everything that he wants and he's not faithful, he has no reason to do it. But to me, I feel if I have a woman that's in tune with my needs, that's making me feel special, that's uplifting me, that's doing everything that I need her to do, then I have no reason to go cheat or do anything else. I don't even have the desire to do it. You know what I mean? I don't have the desire to even do it, because it's like, well, home's taken care of. I got a woman that meets every single need. So, but that goes back to maturity too, because there are some women, like I said, you can do the right things for the wrong person, because at the end of the day, a man that's not ready, you can do those same things for. But the fact that he's still like, yeah, man, I still got something great at the house, you know what I mean? But I'm going to still go out and do something different. So it's just pretty much, and the way that I look at it is, you pretty much have a full course meal at home, but you're still like, you know what, I'd rather go have McDonald's. At the end of the day, you know, boys like happy meals, men like meals. At the end of the day, if we break it down that way, you know what I mean? So at the end of the day, if I know I got a meal at home, I'm going to go get the meal. Why would I want to go get McDonald's? Why would I want to go get fast food? If I got a meal at home, you know what I mean? But that's just on the level of maturity. Some men will still, want your cake and eat it too. You know, hey, I'm going to go, you know, get McDonald's and I'm going to go get this meal at home. You're just being greedy, but that's the level of maturity. Because at the end of the day, to me, if you got a woman at home that's meeting every single need that you have, why wouldn't you be faithful to that person? Why wouldn't you want to give that person the world or the same in return? You know what I mean? So I feel like, yeah, there is a man that could be faithful. It has to be the right man.
Yeah.
It can't be somebody that you're forcing to settle It can't be someone that likes the idea of being with you. You know, it can't be someone who, you know, is still, you know, interested in, you know, playing the field. It has to be a man that knows exactly what he wants and that is mature enough to handle it. You know, some women, there are a lot of women out there that are a good catch, but they're falling for the wrong people. When I say falling for the wrong people, they're falling for somebody that can't even catch them. You're a great catch, but somebody can't catch you because their hands aren't ready. Their hands aren't ready to do that. You know, when I think about it made me think about the football player Jerry Rice, when he was training it for football, his father used to make him, you might be familiar with this, Brian, he was catching bricks.
Okay.
So he can build up his hands. So again, you think like, wow, he's catching bricks. You know how a brick feels, right? But he was preparing himself to get to the NFL to where he's one of the best, if not the best receiver to ever play football, is because he was preparing his hands to catch the football. At the end of the day, he was preparing for that moment to catch the ball and do something with it. Some men aren't ready to catch certain women. And women shouldn't get discouraged about that. You're a great catch. You are amazing. But some men aren't ready for that. But there is somebody that is. There is somebody that is ready or will be ready. There's somebody, if that man ain't ready right now, I can promise you God is preparing him. Just like I was telling you about Jerry Rice, when his dad was throwing them bricks because he knew his son was going to get to the NFL. God is doing the same thing. God is preparing a man right now for you, right now. He's maturing them, he's molding them, and he's getting them ready to catch you. But you got to be patient. And you can't force a man to love you or to settle for you or, oh, I'm going to give a man everything that he wants and he's not giving anything in return and you're going to expect him to commit. That logic is backwards because that man is like, man, I ain't even committed to her. Like, I'm doing whatever I want to do, and I see her twice a week, but she give me everything. So why would he want to see you more than twice a week? So at the end of the day, men will do what women allow. But when it comes to that question, there is a man out there that will be faithful. Trust me. I promise you. You can refer to this interview a few years from now. I promise you. There is a man out there for you that is ready to commit to you, that will be faithful to you, that will not cheat on you, and that will commit to you. You got to be ready for it. You got to be prepared for that moment. But until that time, you know, you may date, you may court, but you got to understand that everybody's not ready for you and not everybody is ready to catch you.
You're right. You're right about that. Carlson, as much as I would love to talk so much on this subject for another hour, our show is coming to a close. But I do appreciate you talking about this subject because it's so important. Women need to know the signs of a committed and a faithful man. And you pointed out some really good nuggets out there, man. I really do appreciate it. So for those that are listening to the show, I thank you so much. And if you want to get a lot more from Carlton, Carlton, I just wanted you to take this moment just to share how can people feed more off of what you have? How can they get a hold of you across all social media platforms? And what resources do you have for people that are to be available?
Social media-wise, a lot of my social media is uniform. So if you're on Instagram, my username is _CarltonSpeaks. I have a website, CarltonSpeaks.com. I have a Facebook group called Carlton Speaks, and I'm also on Twitter. So I have a lot of inspirational, motivational messages, but I also every Wednesday I do Women Empowerment Wednesday. So I dedicate every Wednesday to empowering women. So just really giving you a refresher, a reminder to become the woman that God wants you to be. Or just to remember small things along the way. So like I mentioned, you're not settling for someone that's not ready for you or not settling in general. So you can reach me there. I do have a variety of Christian blogs. Also, too, I am a certified life coach. So you can definitely email me or, you know, reach out to me on one of my social media platforms if you would like to schedule a free consultation. you know, to maybe sit down and maybe talk about a few things, you know, maybe, you know, talk about relationships or maybe some of the things that you've encountered, but maybe just even some things that you can even look for going forward in the future. But those are different ways to reach me, my social media platforms, my website. And then, like I mentioned, I do offer free consultation and life coaching sessions. So you can, you know, my email is on my website, or you can, you know, reach out to me on one of my social media platforms.
Thank you for that, man. I really do appreciate it. Now, for those that are listening and you would love to become a sponsor on Back to Love, all you have to do is go to BashaniRadio.com and look for the link to become an advertiser on the show and click the link, and you can become a sponsor on Back to Love. To my listening audience, thank you so much for listening again. You could listen to any other show, but you decide to listen to Back to Love. I do appreciate you. This is Back to Love on Bashani Radio and Worldwide iHeart Radio. I am your host, the Love Ambassador, Mr. Brian Wright, and this show was put together to help you establish and maintain healthy relationships. Today's topic was The Committed, The Faithful, with Carlton Falconer Jr., also known as Carlton Speaks. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will see you again next week. Take care, and God bless.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.